And if you want to do some celebrity spotting of your own in the next few days, you'd best head to New York, where it is Fashion Week. The front rows of the shows are crammed with movie stars, pop music princesses, and women of various ages with the last names of Trump and Hilton. And then, of course, there are the clothes. The big names showing today include Betsy Johnson, Derek Lam, and Monique Lhuillier. They're showing their spring lines, a preview of what'll be in the stores in 2007. Commentator Lori Gottlieb says that when you go shopping for those light jackets and little dresses at your local mall, you'd better be prepared to do a lot of trying on to figure out which size will fit you.
It may seem like most things these days are getting bigger. Extra tall grande lattes, oil prices. But one thing, at least, is getting progressively smaller. Women's clothing sizes. Don't get me wrong, the average American woman's body is getting larger. But as the numbers on her scale go up, the numbers on her garment tags go down. Confused? So am I. 20 years ago, when I was a teenager, I wore a size 4. But when I bought my first work clothes after college, something odd happened. Size 4 was suddenly too big, and a new size, a size 2, appeared in stores. By the time I got my first promotion, the 2s were too big, and I was wearing something called a size 0. I used to think being a 0 made you a loser, but now it seemed cool to get down to nothing, to be, as the number 0 implied, weightless. The only thing that changed, though, were the clothing labels, not the dimensions. As gray became the new black of the 90s, size 0 became the new 4. And in the past few years, even more codes for I aspire to be anorexic cropped up. XS for extra small or P for petite. Sometimes there'd even be an XXS for extra, extra small. And when that got too big for women like me who used to, I remind you, wear a regular size 4, numbers and letters were combined into what became the smallest of the small, an OP or a 0 petite. If we keep this up, soon there will be a size in the negative numbers. Maybe we can even use imaginary numbers like we did in calculus. Hey, I'm no longer a 0 petite, but the positive square root of negative 1. What size will I wear next? Size physically impossible? I have no idea what size I wear anymore. And how could I? I wore a bigger size when I was an anorexic teenager than when I was pregnant last year. Let's do the math. I got bigger, but my clothing size got smaller. No wonder so many young women today seesaw between the extremes of binging and starving, binging and starving. Sure, we may feel better about ourselves if we rejigger the system to appeal to our cultural confusion. But if we don't get our size 14 insanity into a size 4 soon, women of all sizes will continue to be fat with conflict and anxiety when they look in the mirror.
Lori Gottlieb is the author of the books Stick Figure and I Love You, Nice to Meet You.